We're going to start the 10th hour, the 10th holy hour from the book called Holy Hours by Father Mateo. And it says this is for the first Friday of September and for Holy Thursday. So I presume it's going to be a real tearjerker thinking of Holy Thursday. So I will start. Holy Thursday is approaching its end. Already the first shadows of twilight are darkening the day. Behold, the anguish of an inexpressible sorrow invades the heart of Jesus. Why this inward shuddering? The Savior, the adorable Nazarene, Jesus, was the Son of Man. As such, he had a mother, unique in her tenderness, incomparably lovely, divinely holy and beautiful. A single glance from Mary, and above all, a throb of her maternal heart, meant more to Jesus than all the angelic concerts, far more than the perfumed breezes of earth and the splendors of skies. Mary was for Jesus a smile of complacency of the Eternal Father, and Jesus had to leave this mother for love of us ungrateful ones! Oh, Holy Thursday, a day never to be forgotten because of the Master's supreme farewells. Who will tell us of this wonderful and mysterious scene over which the evangelists have thrown a veil of silence? With loving reverence for the Son and Mother, let us represent to ourselves, with hearts deeply moved, the farewell scene which must have taken place at Bethany. His hour has come. It seems probable that Jesus, the Son of God, and also the Son of Man, asked his mother's consent to die, as he had already asked her consent to become incarnate, her child. His voice broken by sobs and his royal divine head leaning on his mother's heart, Jesus entrusts to her the sheep that will be brought back to the fold by his death. Remembering the crib at Bethlehem, Mary holds him in her arms while her eyes, miraculously enlightened, look on tomorrow's Calvary, where the Queen of Love will become the Queen of Sorrows. She weeps, and with her precious tears, she anoints the adorable head of the Redeemer. Yes, she weeps as a mother, but more than that, she weeps as co-redemptrix. She offered to the Eternal Father the divine victim, the Lamb without spot. She weeps, and with her tears, she blesses the world, whose salvation begun with her sublime fiat. Pronounced in the happy little house of Nazareth, must be consummated tomorrow on a gibbet of ignominy and a blood. Oh, then in the clearness of that ominous light, she sees not only the drama of Calvary, but also the adorable designs of the Most High. She then embraces her Son with an inexpressible love. And before the cruel thorns pierce his forehead, she imprints thereon a kiss in the name of all those in heaven who adore Jesus, for he is their God. She kisses him again in the name of those on earth, for the Son of Mary is also its divine King. And kissing the forehead of her Jesus, she places there, as on the holiest of altars, the holiest of oblations, the fiat, a fiat crushing for the mother, but sovereign in its redemptive power. Night has come. Jesus confides his desolate mother to his faithful friends of Bethany and to his angels. Then he withdraws, his soul bathed in an agony, 1,000 times more piercing and more bitter than death itself. So we're now starting to, I'm gonna go some more here. I'm actually quite tired because I just read 3 other meditations. So now the new topic here is the soul speak to Jesus. O Eucharistic Jesus, may the hour and the day in which we recall to thee the beginnings of thy passion and the anguish endured by thy adorable heart when sacrificing thy divine mother be propitious to this sinful world. It is not only because thou art God, O sweet Savior, but because thou art the man God, the Son of Mary, that thou didst understand and feel the profound bitterness of earthly separations, the grief occasioned by absence, farewells, and above all by death. And it is precisely for this reason, because thou art Jesus, that we come in place, that we come to place our hearts in this first wound of thine, an open wound, made by leaving thy incomparable mother. Oh, she was truly the mother of sorrows. She suffered then as no other mother has suffered. See in her, O Jesus, so many mothers, so many wives, so many souls who weep today before thy tabernacle because of the absence of their loved ones. How many amongst them will come along tomorrow and prostrate themselves before thy bloody cross? Yes, they will come alone because misfortune and alas, often the loss of faith has drawn far from home and from thy sanctuary a son, a mother, or a husband. They have wandered far away, Jesus, but thou hast not rejected them. No, 1,000 times no, thou hast not rejected them from the tabernacle of thy heart, which is the resurrection of those who have fallen. See, Lord, so many afflicted mothers, so many Christian parents, so many desolate brothers who have come this evening into this new Gethsemane to shed tears into the chalice of thy adorable heart, to weep over the grief of separation, and also to ask for peace through the triumph of thy love in their homes, peace by the return of the prodigals, peace of resignation and sorrows occasioned by death. And today is the 1-year anniversary losing our Betty. Today is October the 28th, 2020, and she died October the 28th, 2019. So I interrupt this meditation to ask you to think of her, say a prayer. Don't know how much longer I'll be around, that's God's will. Continuing now. We consent willingly, O Master, to suffer near thee, provided that our loved ones belong to thee, that they may all adore thee and love thee as they did on the happy day of their first communion. Jesus, sweet Nazarene, Remember the sorrows of Mary at the moment of thy farewell on Holy Thursday. Do not forget that when embracing thee for the last time in her arms, thy mother begged thee to watch in thy Eucharist with a special tenderness over afflicted mothers and over all their absent ones. Okay. It says pause. You can pause your recording if you want to, but I'm going to continue. But there is something in italics here, parentheses. As the sacred hearts of Jesus and Mary, by their mutual affliction of Holy Thursday, to cure the many moral miseries which desolate homes. On that day, Jesus gave us his heart in the Holy Eucharist, and he knows not how to refuse us this grace. Close parentheses, now continuing. His heart broken, his head bathed with the tears of his divine mother, Jesus climbs the Mount of Zion and arrives with his disciples at the room in which he is to celebrate the Last Supper. Love has wounded him. And Jesus, having always loved us with an unbounded love at this sublime hour, loved us to excess. Look, in the delirium, in the foolishness of his love, he makes himself our bread. He delivers himself to us, inert, abased in the Holy Eucharist, even to the consummation of the world. O Jesus, love has conquered thee. Hail the love of thy heart which beats for us in the host. Live forever. And another pause. In reflecting on the gift par excellence of the heart of Jesus, the divine Eucharist, marvelous invention of his tenderness, a spontaneous cry breaks forth from our souls. Quote, may the heart of Jesus and the holy sacrament of the altar live forever. Close quote. But alas, such is not the cry of the world, heir to the hardness of a people who committed deicide, and even heir to the perfidy of the traitor Judas. Behold him, this God in the sacred host, forgotten by thousands of men whom he has ransomed. Behold him who has made for himself the prison of the tabernacle. He has invented the heaven and the Eucharist, and see his people repay his love by forgetfulness. They abandon him in his holy ark. Contemplate him consoling souls, and see him abandoned in the obscurity of his prison. He, the God who is the beatitude of the elect, he calls, and his voice is lost in the desert. He implores, and his prayer vanishes in the silence. He complains, and his groaning is often deadened by the noisy laughter of his ungrateful children, completely forgetful of the divine captive of the tabernacle. And to think that the man God had foreseen all of these insults, had tasted the indescribable bitterness of them while he consecrated for the first time the Eucharistic bread on Holy Thursday. Yet his heart did not hesitate. And now it is Eve, It is he who awaits you, who sees you, faithful souls, pouring out before his altar a prayer of consolation and of triumph. Let us recite this prayer together as a reparation for this outrageous forgetfulness toward him. Let us ask for victory for the heart of Jesus in the Eucharist. So this will be a stopping point, and we will start next with the souls. We'll say with the souls and what they say to Jesus. And God bless you, children. God bless you all that listen.